My dear friends, all of us like to be recognized. We like to be realized. We like it when others notice us and when they validate us. Even though some of us like to be more private and we like to stay to ourselves, still, we need this recognition by others from time to time. And today, as we celebrate this great feast of Pentecost, we remember that, first of all, God recognizes us. God validates us. God chooses each and every one of us, and it is a personal choice. And I'd like to reflect a bit on the crowd at Pentecost and the apostles at Pentecost, because they teach us something about what it means to be chosen, to be recognized by God. First of all, the crowd. It is so miraculous, and we've heard the story again and again, and so sometimes we don't allow the miraculous nature of it to sink in. It's so miraculous that each of those people in the crowd hears the apostle speaking in his or her own native tongue, their own native language. And St. Luke tells us that the people came from all over the world, from every nation, when they experienced the first Pentecost. And each of them heard the message in their own language. God continues to speak to each one of us in a way that we can understand. God comes to each one of us personally. And it's not just the language, the communication through verbal language that God speaks to us. It's in our life's circumstances. Sometimes we are tempted to think that, well, when my life is all figured out, and when I've come to the next transition, or I finish this project, or I finish this semester at school, or my family life is settled down, or this project's done at work, whatever it is, then I'll have more time for God. But my dear friends, God comes to us right now. God comes in the midst of our busyness. God comes in the midst of our troubles, our temptations, our trials, even our joys and our accomplishments. The Holy Spirit comes to us and speaks to each one of us personally in a language that we can understand, because that great consoler, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, wants to be in the midst of our lives. He wants to be in the middle of everything that's going on with us, because Jesus sends him to us to help us. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to be with us precisely to strengthen us in those temptations and trials and projects and heartaches and joys and dreams and hopes. God, the Holy Spirit, is with us in all of that. And he wants to open our eyes, to open our ears, open our minds and our hearts to understand the love and the mercy that he wants to shower into our lives. We also learn about the Holy Spirit through the apostles today at that first Pentecost. Because while each person in the crowd heard the message in his or her native tongue, the apostles were still an important instrument that the Holy Spirit used to deliver that message. They heard the apostles. Yes, it was the Holy Spirit speaking, but he was speaking through the church. He was speaking through the apostles. And isn't it interesting that the apostles are receiving the Holy Spirit? They are each personally receiving the message, but at the same time, they're giving that message to others. When the Holy Spirit comes to each one of us, he doesn't just come to us to help us, although he does, to comfort us, to strengthen us, to love us. But he also wants to use us to reach others. Like the apostles, We are each, every one of us, an important part of the church. We come here together Sunday after Sunday, not as a mere accident, not because we just happen to not have anything better to do today. But God has invited us, even when we don't understand how, He has invited us to gather today as church. We are the body of Christ. It is the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul tells us, that takes all the individual members of the body and forms them into one, forms them into the church. Today, the Feast of Pentecost is the great feast of the beginning of the church. Happy birthday! It's our feast day. It's our anniversary. It is the great day in which we celebrate church together. And so we receive the Holy Spirit individually, but as we are receiving the Holy Spirit individually, He is bringing us together into one body, the church, and commissioning us to go out as missionary disciples to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And you might be tempted to say, but I can't preach, I'm timid, I'm shy. God uses us in many different ways, not simply through what we say, but above all, by what we do, by the way we love, by the way we forgive, by the way we remain faithful in the midst of difficulties and trials and temptations. That's the Holy Spirit. So celebrate today as we're nourished at the banquet of the Lord's body and blood, the Eucharist, communion, which makes us communion. We pray that that Holy Spirit would strengthen us for whatever it is we're going through, and as we are being strengthened to be commissioned to share that awesome message of salvation with those whom God gives to us. The way in which we receive is by giving. It's all the same action of the Holy Spirit. So whatever it is we face, whatever trials we endure, we do so in confidence, knowing that the Holy Spirit gives us the strength we need for whatever it is we face, and that He strengthens us to share that message of salvation, even to the ends of the earth.